Stand by. Good day and welcome to the IBM Tivoli Americas Pipeline Building Conference Series. The topic for today is Attacking Storage Management with TPC. Today's conference is being recorded. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Ms. Shelley Howergren. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Monday. So we're going to spend a little time this morning talking about one of my personal favorite products, Total Storage Productivity Center, or TPC, and hopefully give everybody some opportunity to think about how to drive some more sales with TPC. So let's go ahead and jump straight in. First of all, I wanted to let everybody know that the deck, link to the deck is posted under the February 2nd date. So it's posted under the 2-2 date. So hopefully everybody has an opportunity to find that deck. Okay, that being said, we'll go ahead. So today's agenda, really we're going to talk about the prospecting objectives. We're going to give a quick 2008 recap, and there's some very exciting news with regard to where we are, especially in particular with TPC and where we are in the marketplace. So I'll be happy to give you that information. We'll do a quick level set on the TPC suite and the solution itself, including things like the challenges, the value proposition, you know, why should you participate, and doing some positioning and upselling on TPC. We'll give you a little bit of tips on prospecting for TPC solutions, where to focus, how to get that low-hanging fruit, biggest bang for the buck, and even a call flow sheet to help you get started. So for some of you that are on the call that maybe are a little bit new to the storage software marketplace, a call flow sheet to help you out and get started, including a call to action, and we'll list some key contacts for you. We'll make sure that we talk about those at the very, very end. So, again, helping you to focus, you know, get your pipeline built, et cetera, and, you know, make some money. So let's move to the next slide. So let's give you a little bit of highlights from a TPC perspective. First of all, very exciting as far as IBM storage software revenue grew 17% year to year. That's absolutely wonderful. We're still growing. Storage is a great place to be right now, and storage software is a fabulous place to be. It's the fastest growing product within IBM storage software portfolio. So if you look at it, you're talking about a 24% year-to-year growth. So TPC is one of the hottest products that we have. And in fact, you'll find today as we go through the call that TPC is a great way to get in front of your customers and to have a fabulous sell. So in terms of the SRM market, we've got the fastest growing share. So if you look at us as compared with EMC and as compared with CA in the storage resource management marketplace, we've got 2.3% up. So we've moved into second place. EMC is still leading, but they're losing ground and we're gaining ground. What a great place for us to be. We are the top SRM vendor and we are in the Magic Quadrant. So the March 2007 Magic Quadrant, there's a new report due out this month, in fact, but we certainly still expect to be in the top quadrant. So what a great place for us to be. Again, fastest growing. It's a great sales contributor, right? Our business partners are doing a wonderful job, and for those partners on the phone, thank you very much, and we want to keep up the great work together. Great work together. So kind of to wrap this one up, coming in 2009, we have a new version of TPC coming, so you're going to have even more things to talk about in April, and so hopefully this will get you an opportunity to be excited and be in front of your customers. So let's move to the next slide. I want to give you a couple important dates with regard to version 4.1. So from a TPC perspective, remember April 7th will be the announcement and April 10th will be the GA. And also those same dates apply to TPC for replication 4.1 as well. So very exciting, and look for those. I know many of you on the call have probably heard about some of the great functions that are in 4.1, and we're very excited to be able to offer version 4. So let's move to the next slide, and let's get right to it and talk about prospecting and the objective for this quarter. I know many of you are probably calling into this call because the call that was scheduled in February, you had a little trouble finding the deck, so hopefully everybody was able to find that now. And we can get down to business and use this for our first quarter as well as jumping into second quarter and getting our second quarter started very nicely. The idea of upselling from a system storage productivity center, so an SSPC, so taking SSPC customers who've gotten an SSPC with their hardware and doing an upsell to disk. Those customers who already have disk, upselling them to standard edition. Doing some clothing, both with the SVC and DS8000 copy services with TPC for replication, as well as anything in our hardware portfolio. Our hardware portfolio works very well, obviously, and needs TPC. So we'll talk about how to do that and how to properly position that. And remember, like we talk about when we talk about SVC, TPC also is a team sport. So for those of you software sellers on the line, remember it's a team sport with your STG hardware sellers, and the same goes for the STG hardware sellers. Remember, it's a team sport, and we do so much better when we team storage and storage hardware and storage software together, and don't forget our business partners. So let's move to the next slide. Why do we want to prospect, and how do we do that? So remember that all of our customers are experiencing tremendous growth. Even though economic times are tough, that doesn't mean that they stop storing data, and that doesn't mean that, of course, business has stopped. So, in fact, it's exciting to think about storage as being one of the few remaining recession-proof infrastructure areas. Again, data just continues to be created. And what our customers are very interested in doing is our customers are interested in how to be smarter and more cost-efficient with that continuation of creation of data. So that really is just the perfect place to talk about TPC. The complexity of management, the supporting of heterogeneous storage infrastructures always puts our customers in mind to look for better ways, ROI, cost-efficient ways to manage the data. So being able to handle things like underutilization, being able to handle things like decrease risks as far as human errors go, decrease risks as far as downtime. So getting a better handle on that data that's being created at a record pace is a great way to approach the customer. The idea that TPC gives that visibility and the idea that you want to use TPC to get a complete view, not just a particular view, but a complete view of the data in the environment. So when we talk about data growth creating an opportunity, we want to remember that we want to help our customers tame their out-of-control growth and help reduce their total storage spend. Again, get in front of that and create a much better value proposition. So remember, on average, over 15% of a total IT spend, of an overall IT spend, is what storage now represents. We also want to be able to look at getting a focus and helping get a view with our customers on other opportunities, things that are going to lead us into solution structures, so not just a particular point cell, but things that turn into a solution, whether that be future disk, SAN, you know, SVC, TSM, Fastback, all those kinds of things. So let's move to the next slide. So from an enterprise management requirements discussion, I actually kind of like this slide because I always tell customers that, in fact, having storage without something like TPC is a lot like trying to fly a jet without controls. So we want to be able to give them the control panel, the dash, if you will, to manage the entire data center from a single interface, whether that be IBM storage, whether that be IBM storage plus a lot of other stuff, or whether that just be a lot of other stuff. The idea that you can create, have one set of tools to manage those structures is really an excellent way to approach the customer. Doing configuration planning, getting guidance on implementation, provisioning, optimization, all those absolutely wonderful industry buzzwords for how to get a little bit of control and a lot of view on the challenges of data. whether that be change management. Obviously, customers are very concerned about tracking and you know, what happened, you know, something went wrong, what happened, you know, what changed in the environment. TPC has some great tools on, okay, tell me what's changed in the environment since yesterday so you can help understand the change management process. Doing all kinds of trending and performance analysis. Excellent reporting capabilities, whether that be asset, whether that be accounting and chargeback, right? Alerting and problem isolation, thresholds and establishing policies on user space, being proactive, not just reactive. And I think most of our customers feel very behind the curve when you're talking about trying to get a view into their data. So helping them be proactive with proactive tools that have excellent reporting. And don't forget, we have an enormously broad coverage strategy as far as platforms go. Servers, operating systems, databases, devices. Again, we want to cover so many of our customers with everything that they have. So again, one of my favorite things to talk about with my customers is the ability to put some view and a dashboard or a set of control panels on the data. So let's move to the next slide. So how can TPC help? Enabling end-to-end storage management, we've talked about that. With regard to data, you need to be able to see it from when it was created, across the highway that it's traversing, and then down to the place where it's residing. Right? So all the way from server, all the way through SAN, right, down all the way to the disk. So the idea of end-to-end, right, getting a complete view. That'll help customers improve their storage utilization. Obviously, if they have a view and they see things that should not be out there, or they get a really good idea of duplicate data, that certainly helps keep utilization as well as performance and storage levels in check. Reducing storage complexity is a huge key to our customers, the idea that we want to be able to report across the systems. We want to be able to look at the databases, at all the storage. We want to correlate the usage, you know, not just look at it from a LUN perspective, but be able to say, how does this correlate to my application? And be able to show the users. So many times our storage administrators and our customer sites struggle to show the users, the application owners, what they're using and to correlate that back. And that's a key place that TPC can help. It also integrates with a lot of other Tivoli products. So one of the great things is to be able to show how these products fit into our dynamic infrastructure discussions when the storage software team talks about that, and how to create lifecycle management discussions and give the customers a view of all of those things. Okay, so let's move to the next slide, measuring TPC value. So we have a great set of structures that help us measure both ROI and TCO in this kind of discussion. The idea of reducing diagnosis time, giving customers a view that says, okay, we have an issue or we have a problem or we're running out of storage here or there. Give us an idea of what that looks like. Again, so the idea of a complete view, and that'll help us improve and reduce diagnosis time and improve server availability. Faster response to the business demands. So the idea that an administrator has to have less effort to provision storage, be a little more nimble, quick on their feet. Helping them understand and define and achieve service levels for storage. Sometimes our customers are truly missing that approach. They feel like storage is something that they can't sort of get in front of as far as a service level, and this is a great way to show them value there. Remember, from a utilization perspective, helping them get their total cost of ownership down by being smarter a little bit about what they're storing. If they're storing a lot of duplicate data, being able to see that and help a customer with a great deduplication solution inside our portfolio is a great opportunity, as well as understanding if they're storing things that perhaps are maybe not business data. helping provide information required to plan for tiered storage, and also giving highlights on where we're exceeding allowed capacity. Who are the super users? What are they doing? Is there a way to redistribute that? Also, is there a way to know that this data, certain sets of data, don't really belong on enterprise storage? Maybe we can move them to mid-tier. Maybe we can move them down to tier three or SATA structures, and giving a complete view to the customer. Let's move to the next slide. How do we identify data optimization opportunities? So when we look at data categorization, you know, when we do a proof of concept for TPC, one of the things that's a great thing to remember to show the customers is, you know, in terms of used space, which files have not been accessed in more than a year? What about dump files? What about compressed files? And truly give them a great view about how much of their storage space is being used for those things. Okay? How does it play out to them financially? Does it give them a quick hit that says, okay, you have a lot of data that's not been accessed in a year. Is there a way to move that off? Do you have data that quite honestly should not be there? Maybe there are MP3 files. Maybe there are things that maybe are not necessary to the business, right? What does that mean? Can we get that, you know, out of the way? Can we get that deleted? So in the example that you're looking at, we're talking about 7.8 terabytes being effectively used, but 18 terabytes possibly can be reclaimed. So the idea that we can reclaim storage and get a quick hit view and understand that there's money to be saved here, perhaps we can do better utilization strategies and take the burden rate, right, and have that be, you know, have that be a little bit different. Okay, so be able to get a little bit more value out of the storage system. So let's move to the next chart. Introducing the concept of TPC. I cannot stress enough that the earlier you can introduce the concept, in particular in conjunction with new storage hardware, introducing the concept of TPC is very, very critical. We can look at existing and new SVC initiatives. So customers who have SAN volume controller, we should be selling TPC like the jelly that goes with the peanut butter of SVC. I always say that those two really and truly need to go together. Customers who love their SVC, as our customers do, and they rave about it and know that they couldn't live without it, if they do not have TPC or they're not utilizing TPC to its fullest extent, you have the opportunity to introduce those concepts into those customers. Any customer who wants to optimize their storage, and quite honestly, which customer does not want to do that, any environment being managed via spreadsheets. So many times we go to our storage administrators at the customer site and they talk about the spreadsheet sprawl, and they end up having to deal with storage devices, you know, bucket by bucket, and managing their storage by spreadsheet. Great time to talk about TPC. Any customer that's experiencing an application availability issues, excuse me, requirements on meeting their performance metrics, but again, any customer that's truly experiencing the problem that they have no visibility. So again, all about visibility. What's going on? It's difficult to sell into a customer, especially new storage or SVC or anything that we're doing these days, where the customer says, I really don't have a view of the data. Let's help them get a view so they can make better choices. Assessing data reduction initiatives. Again, if we're thinking about, is there low-hanging fruit for our data deduplication structures? What a great way to get an idea about that than with TPC. Our customers need to be able to see what's going on in order to make decisions about those kinds of products and technologies. What about archiving initiatives and lifecycle management? Still very key discussions that confuse our customers. When we want to talk about lifecycle management discussions with the customers, they have a tendency to get a little glaze, you know, in their eye and realize that that's maybe a big discussion, but if we can show them TPC, then they realize it's actually something that they can do. Always doing more with less, and in economic struggle times like these, clearly budget constraints are an issue, so always doing more with less. So there's some ideas on how to introduce the concept of TPC, but I can't stress to you enough to get in there as early as possible. Let's move to the next chart. Let's start talking about some target opportunities. Let's talk about upselling SSPC first. So for those on the call who might not know what SSPC is, SSPC is the System Storage Productivity Center. Quite honestly, it is the console that comes with a lot of our hardware, including SVC, by the way. So the SSPC is a unique console, again, that comes with a lot of our hardware. And one of the great things about it is it already has TPC preloaded on it. But you have to turn it on. You have to buy it to turn it on. So the great news is it's already pre-installed. So from a value proposition, we think one of the easiest things to do off of an SSPC is to upsell to TPC for a disk. For any hardware sellers on the phone, as well as our business partners on the phone, remember that TPC for disk is the management tools that go with our hardware. And so we always need to remember that TPC for disk is a very integral part of managing our storage hardware. Now, that doesn't mean it just manages ours, of course. It actually can manage others. So it's going to be very critical that to talk about TPC for disk at a minimum. We'll talk about standard edition on the next slide, but let's work a little bit here on TPC for disk. So remember the idea that we want to improve administrator ability to monitor, and we want to make that an understanding to the customer that this has a business value impact. Right? The estimated business value, 20% type of savings, right, on operating expenses. The idea that we can ease administration through the use of a central user interface. Now, sometimes we like to talk about that as a single dashboard. Sometimes we like to use other terms for that. But if we turn this into a business value discussion, it will absolutely help us upsell. So the numbers that we're talking about here are derived from data gathered by the Alinean company, the Alinean tool that we use for ROI. So on the right-hand side, we'll give you an idea of how to take what's in Basic Edition, which comes with the SSPC, and the idea of what extra value you would get with TPC for disk. And in my mind, the biggest piece of that is performance management. So remember, without TPC for disk, you're flying blind from a performance perspective on some of those storage subsystems. So let's move to the next opportunity. How about upselling TPC for disk all the way up to standard edition? So here to me is one of our biggest opportunities. A lot of our customers understand the value of TPC for disk, but they might need a little bit of assistance in understanding what standard edition buys them. So let's not forget what's in standard edition quickly. So TPC standard edition includes all three TPC main core products, including TPC for disk, including TPC for fabric, and including TPC for data. So when we talk about the full view of TPC, don't forget to really get a handle on the data. You need TPC for data to look at the server structures, where the files were created, and all the metadata about the data itself, who created it, when it was created, etc. You need TPC for fabric to really get an idea about how the SAN itself is performing, the fabric itself, as well as TPC for disk to see how things are happening on the back-end storage. So making a total view discussion, that's the sweet spot for standard edition. Now, some of you on the phone who I've worked with before know that I call standard edition the Happy Meal version of TPC. So there's a lot of great benefit to the standard edition package. So let's run through quickly the idea of some savings to the business, because the point of this call is to save the customers some time and save the customers money and show value. So remember, when we talk about this, we're talking about things like reducing call volumes, improving diagnosis, having end-to-end view, advanced monitoring. The ability to automate is very, very important. If you have TPC Standard Edition, you have the basic components to create an automated storage structure. Okay? And that's a great next move for our customers. We also want to remember to increase application and system availability. Again, triggering corrective actions, reducing downtime, getting a pure view of free space, and having, again, that view top to bottom, the complete view, is the value of TPC Standard Edition, or what I like to call the Happy Meal. Let's move to the next slide. The idea about business continuity. So here we're talking about TPC for replication. The idea that visibility and management to help customers with their business continuity discussion. So rather than having manual procedures when we have to have a failover, right, to another site, homegrown, hard-to-maintain scripting, the idea of TPC for replication is to simplify and automate any time that we have a site conversion or a business continuity issue. Okay, the worst time to realize that the business continuity structure is manual and hard to deal with is when, of course, we have a disaster. So remember to sell TPC for replication to talk about how to simplify and automate those structures. Now, don't forget the savings to the business, though. We're talking about an operating expense discussion that allows us to automate the source and target backups, pairing setups, to monitor the consistency groups, track replication operations, and again, to create a much smoother discussion of a business continuity decision that a customer is making. And so many are very concerned now that they might have a business continuity plan, but that maybe it's really not workable for them. They're constrained on their budget. Let's give them the tools to help them get to where they want to go. So let's move to the next slide. So remember that TPC is bigger than a bread box. It's more than a traditional SRM product. So the idea that we can see things like bottlenecks, historical trending, the topology viewer, right, getting a great view on the topology, as well as the performance and health checking, availability, all those kinds of functions that are available with the TPC product structure, including changed configuration history. I have a lot of customers that get so excited about this one thing. They can actually go back and say, all right, I have a problem today. What's changed since yesterday? A changed configuration history, disk utilization, all the subjects that we think about, right? So it's bigger than a bread box, and it's an excellent opportunity to have a lot of conversations with your customer. Let's move to the next slide and give you a quick hit on competition. So who are you going to see out there? Here's a quick list of who we typically see the most and their strengths and weaknesses. The thing to note here is there are weaknesses on each and every competitor, which is spectacular. So we absolutely can compete. We do not have to ever shrink away from a fight. So let's go after these, and let's not be afraid. Just because Control Center is entrenched in a customer doesn't mean that we can't send it packing. So here's a quick hit on strengths and weaknesses of the competition, and I'll just leave that for you to keep handy. And let's move to the next slide. So how do we grow the deal? So a lot of our deals sort of start with hardware. So we have hardware going into a customer. Let's remember that we want to put hardware and software together. So this is the idea of SVC and TPC. Both are actually a team sport. And, in fact, TSM as well. But let's focus on TPC today. So the idea that we want to do reporting, we want to have performance information, hotspot detections, replication management, all those things. So rather than just focus on putting a box solution in, let's remember that there's value to that software, not to mention profit. We want to sell a solution. So whether that be standard edition, replication, encryption, encryption key management, all those kinds of things, we want to talk about selling a solution. So please remember that we want to talk about these together, right? And it makes it so much easier, and it increases our profit margin, increases your sales, and helps you retire your quota even faster. So don't forget to grow the deal. Let's move to the next slide. We decided that it would be excellent for you to have a call flow sheet, a prospecting guide. And I know a lot of our inside sales reps totally appreciate these. This gives you an idea of how to start the discussion. For those of you who like to use email structures, I think it's very simple to take some of what's in these charts, in this deck, and actually create an email, a prospective email. So what a great idea to run through a call sheet, run through a call, and use this as a sample. So don't be afraid. Give it a whirl. It works really, really well and has been very very well tested by our folks in our .com centers, and they very much enjoy these call sheets. So taking the customer through a quick call, doing a little bit of cold calling, right, something we all dread doing, but with a little bit of assistance and a call flow sheet, that'll help us. So run through this sheet if you don't mind. And remember, we want to focus, right, on cost reductions, something all of our customers are very concerned with right now. So please work with this call sheet. And remember, as you get to the end and the next chart on the call sheet, to qualify the basics. Help them let's make sure that it's a qualified opportunity so that we can go forward. Let's move to TPC prospecting call to action. So we have some basic tactical ideas on how to get moving with TPC. Reviewing all the DISC opportunities and SEC proposals that are out there with SSPC. Let's not forget to upsell TPC for DISC. So there's load reports. So the hardware team generates load reports. So for the software team, let's get a view into those load reports. For our business partners that are on the line, again, don't forget, if your business partner organization is structured where hardware and software is a little bit differently, it's a team sport for you as well. So getting an idea of those hardware sales. The clothing reports, so we talk about hardware and software clothing. Are we able to clothe those together? If there's something out there that's a naked deal, let's see if we can put some clothes on it and get a little more profit margin into the deal. Existing SSPC customers, calling SSPC customers who have a system storage productivity center console structure, but maybe they don't realize that TPC is there, and show them the value. Give them some idea of what's there. So remember that the SSPC ships with DSA 1000 and SVC systems, and let's not forget to offer installation services. So the idea that TPC is already installed on those SSPC systems and help very easily understand some installation services and give them maybe a great opportunity to see what's out there. They might not even know it's there. Customers who have 8,000, 6,000, and SVC, replication services, the idea of talking about the TPC for replication family now is something maybe we haven't talked to our customers about. They've got SVC or they've got some of our hardware. What about the idea of managing and automating replication for a business continuity solution is a great idea. Let's remember that we need to reach out to our current SVC customers. These are customers who love us. These are customers who we are in partnership with all the time. So let's not forget that TPC is the only solution in the market still today that can manage SVC. Not because SVC is secret, but because every other vendor, tool vendor, thinks SVC is a threat. So if you have an SVC customer, they need to be using TPC for DISC at a minimum to manage SVC. Don't forget to develop an organized sales plan with our business partners, okay, leveraging the programs that are out there. There are some TPC quick proposal letters out there. If you want to put a unsolicited proposal together, why not go ahead? Give it a try. You never know. Throw stuff against the wall and just see what sticks. Initiate the discussion around business value. So remember, one of the great ways to really approach a TPC discussion is from an ROI perspective, helping our customers understand that if they get a little bit outside the box, so to speak, they can actually save some money. So here's a chance to use some tools to better manage the environment and save the business money. I know that every one of our customers right now is very interested in that. Let's move to the next slide. So from an IBM Information Infrastructure Sales Incentive, okay, the IISI, combining system storage content with Tivoli software. So remember the idea for our business partners of a rebate on the software solution. TPC and TSM are the software content in those kinds of discussions, right? So don't forget to do that combination. So business partners, you can take advantage of that rebate. Also, there's some SEC and TPC pre-sales workshops. Now, there are actually a few more dates out there. And, in fact, one of the things that I did is in a couple of days, we're actually going to have this deck reposted with the new dates on the SVC and TPC pre-sales workshops. So there's some more coming up, obviously. There's another one coming up in Atlanta. There's another one coming up in Dallas. And so I have that data, and we can talk about that in the Q&A if anybody has any specific questions. Or you can send an email to Dominic Pruitt, and he'll be happy to tell you where all the next ones are scheduled. The TPC pre-sales workshop is an excellent way to get the customers a view of TPC. They get to touch it, they get to see it, and they walk away with a newfound sense of value. And resources. Of course, we would be remiss if we didn't have an idea about resources. Now, one of the last things that will be on the deck, the new deck that we post, is we added a slide, but we're unable to get it posted in time, for who do you call to get some assistance. So, in general, it's actually very simple. Now that we've been structured into East and West, the West storage software sales leader is myself. So those West sellers on the phone, you probably knew that already. Sellers in the East, your contact will be Mary Ellen Wetzler Barr, and many of you already know her. So if you have any questions about who to contact or how to get some help, okay, that information will be out there. But in general, in the West, myself, Shelley Harrigan, in the East, in general, Mary Ellen Wetzler Barr. So at this time, Marjorie, if we could open it up for questions, I would love to have a few.
Thank you, ma'am. Ladies and gentlemen on the phone lines, if you would like to ask a question, that is star one at this time. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. And once again, that is star one. We'll pause for just a moment.
Okay.
We'll take our first question from Wade Hicks.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Wade.
Thanks for the presentation. Quick question as it relates to TPC for data.
Okay.
And maybe it's a two-pronged question. The first is there any plans at all to come up with an agentless version of the software?
So I get that question a lot. And in actuality, I've not seen anything in the roadmaps.
Okay.
I'm not sure if any of our development team is on the line. But I think what we can do, the easiest way, since I can't fully answer where we are further out in the plan, is something that I would ask of our product management team. And so the easiest place to go for an answer on that, in my mind, is either Jason Davison or John Foley to see if it's further out. But from what I have seen, the answer is I have not seen any of that on the roadmap. If anybody has a better answer than that, they're happy to ping it to me, and I'll repeat it on the phone.
Okay. Okay. And then the second piece would just be, if we don't have an agentless version, is there an updated reference list of customers? I've had real difficulty coming up with a reference site or two where we have effectively implemented TPC for data.
Mm.
I find a lot of folks that are using it for disk and Fabric seems to be okay to find as well, but TPC for data has just been very difficult.
Okay, so let me give you a couple of hints and tips on TPC for data. But first, before I do that, let me give out a shout-out to everyone on the phone. You know, we can all help each other. Many of us out there have customers who have TPC Standard Edition and are good customers about that. So we need to remember to take the time, if we can, to get references available for everyone else. So I will tell you, Wade, I also am guilty of that. I have several customers who use TPC Standard Edition, but we've not gone to the trouble to make them be references. So we really need to do that. Also remember, TPC for Data has been out there for quite some time. Remember, it used to be called Tivoli Storage Resource Manager. And so, in fact, there are quite a few customers out there who actually are using it. So I think one of the things that might be good, and I'm not sure if you're in the West or in the East, but and for anybody else on the phone that's listening, I think one thing might be great to get with your sales leader and see if we can't create, and I'll speak for Mary Ellen and myself together. We very much would like to have a list of our customers who are using TPC Standard Edition and get a little better about giving you guys some references. So there are some out there, and if you'll let one of us know, we can get those for you, but we need to be better about putting those out on the websites. So don't worry, we've got customers using it. Also, John Foley has put out a TPC reference document. So if you're not on John Foley's email distribution or have a way to get a hold of him, I would highly recommend that. He has a lot of reference material structures, and some of that is on the TPC sales kit.
Okay.
If that helps, Wade.
Thank you. Next, we'll go to John Foley.
Oh, there he is.
Thank you, Shelley. Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to address the agentless stuff.
Okay, thank you.
We have right now we have no plans to come out with an agentless product. You know, our goal in life is to always provide the deep dive stuff. But recognizing how painful agents are for customers, we are coming out with new lightweight agent support in TPC 4, which is announcing in the April timeframe here in a few weeks. What that does is it basically does a lot of the agent work for the customer where he doesn't have to worry about agent levels. We actually push automatically an agent out to the host systems, and then those agents kind of go in quiescent mode. I think the agent takes up like 4 to 7K of memory space and pretty much runs silently in the background. The customer has no awareness of it, and it has no degradation on customer systems. That being said, I actually talked to a customer last Friday, and I wanted to get a customer quote out of them. And I asked, I said, so of all the big bang bullets, and I didn't even tell them what they were, I said, so we got a bunch of big bang bullets, and I really want to highlight some of those big bang bullets in our press release, which is coming up. I said, so I'm going to ask you, which of the major things that we did in TPC4 did you like the best during your beta testing? And I was, like, surprised. He said, I love your lightweight agent support. It makes life so much easier for the TPC for data customers. So just a kind of a testimony there I wanted to throw out there. So, yeah, we've got some stuff coming that will make life a lot easier working with the agents.
Okay. So thanks, John, and I appreciate you being on the call. So that was good news. That's one of the key things to highlight out of version 4. There are several things. This call was not so much about, you know, highlighting version 4, but here's a great example. Definitely keep an eye on the announcement, and this is one of the great things out there. In fact, I had forgotten about it, so I'm very glad that John brought it to our attention. So, yes, we're not going to be able to say, okay, this is agentless, but if we can really sell the idea of that lightweight agent, we can say, look, it's even better than agentless because with an agentless solution, you can't go as deep as we usually want to go, right? And so here's a great way to do that.
Thank you. We do have one last question in the queue. As a reminder, ladies and gentlemen, that is star one for a question. We'll next go to Sheena Granda.
Hi, Shelley. Good job, by the way. The presentation was very good.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And I just wanted to mention, I have a customer, Ford Motor Company, who's been a very successful SVC customer. We've had our challenges with TPC, but we've overcome them, and now we're finally to the point where they're going to upgrade to Standard Edition. So it's been a long haul. And in January, they issued an RFQ, and part of that, it was storage hardware and software, and part of that included an appendix that had literally 30 products, 30 different tool features, capabilities, and part of the goal was to do a tool consolidation. And as we analyzed the list, we found that TPC Standard Edition could literally replace all those other tools. The only exception was Cisco Fabric Manager. We recommended they keep the TPC Standard Edition and Cisco, and I guess there was one other one, SVC Council. You know, you would still have that. But all the other tools to do alerting, performance, reporting, provisioning, end-to-end discovery, and a lot of the tools were, you know, our competition, Anero and others, could be replaced with TPC Standard Edition. So we're going to be getting the purchase order for that shortly.
Excellent. It reminds me of a couple things that I wanted to say also. I hear sometimes from some of you the idea that, oh, well, TPC is too complicated, or TPC has, you know, a bad reputation, or something like that. And the way that I like to usually address that, to just be honest here on the phone, is I like to say, you know what, doing something like this is a lot like rocket science. The really, really good news, though, is if we get in there in front of it and we don't forget, please don't forget to do a little bit of upfront work with the customer, right? A solution assurance discussion, don't forget to do that. Also, don't forget to include some installation services. Don't forget to package services with the deal. That will make this go so much easier, and it sounds like you were able to be successful with things like that as well.
Yeah. And just to clarify, the challenges we had with TPC were from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And the product from 3 years ago is not the same product that we're selling today. Yeah. The product we're selling today is so much better, installed so much easier. Alistair Simon, director of TPC Development, has done an excellent job of really, you know, testing out the product before it hits the streets. And so we are not having the same issues that we had 3 years ago.
Okay. So that brings up an excellent point, which is if your customers only know TPC from 3 years ago, or they tried it and maybe they had issues with it, I think now is the time to have that reintroduction discussion, right? So the enhancements and the changes that have occurred in this product are very, very, very exciting. I have had some excellent, excellent customer wins in the West, and so we can, you know, we can get all those highlighted, you know, out to everybody, but remember, this is it's a wonderful value proposition, and to me, it's so important right now for our customers because they're looking for ways to cut costs, and it's like we've been given this great opportunity to go make some money.
And we do have our next question. Comes from Mike Riley.
Okay.
Hey, Shelley. Mike Riley, Dallas.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. I wanted to ask, I guess, two questions. One is about competition. I'm looking at your slide 15 where it has NetApps and EMC. If a customer has either one of those, Anero or Control Center, is our strategy to replace generally, or do we coincide and complement?
Well, that's a great question, Mike. Yeah, it really is going to be customer by customer dependent in my mind. I've done both. I've personally been involved in where we've done both. For example, customers who are very entrenched with EMC sometimes will maybe be successful in there with SVC. And if we've been able to put SVC in an EMC environment, we easily can put in TPC for disk. So we kind of slide it in there, and we talk about TPC for disk managing the SVC. Okay? And so obviously those things can certainly coexist with each other. And then we start chipping away at, you know, Control Center itself. Control Center is very complicated, so, you know, don't let anybody tell you that TPC is complicated and EMC is easy and Control Center is easy, because that is far from the truth. Control Center is very difficult, and a lot of our customers are not happy with Control Center. In fact, if they had any other options, they would typically look at them. So that's one way to kind of go in, coexist, and sort of chip away. Okay. The other way is we've had some success with actually replacing the NetApp Enaro product. So, you know, if you have a customer who has that, the thing that's interesting about the NetApp product is, you know, they really have been focusing on this agentless model. But again, they don't have application awareness. It doesn't go to the depths. And so customers get very enamored and they fall in love with the NetApp product because it looks kind of sexy and it's easy to use and that sort of thing. But there's not a lot of substance behind it. So where we've been able to take that out, that product out, we've actually been able to show depth, right, and show extra skill in how deep and how detailed we are. And then it sort of makes, you know, then our product look a little immature. Okay. So we've had success with both. And I think it's just going to be customer dependent. And remember, you got to sell to the politics.
Right. I had one follow-up. Thank you for that.
Sure.
Does TPC complement or supplement the IBM information management tool Optum?
You know, that's a question that I don't know the answer to, Mike.
Yeah, because I made a call with the data person now called IBM Information Management, and they were talking about enterprise management of the data with Optum, which is a new acquisition.
Okay.
I wasn't really sure how I could bring value with that, so I guess that's...
Okay, I think that may be one that we have to take offline. My in-the-background expert also is unclear. You know, you always got to have those backups same times just in case you get asked something you don't know.
That's off topic, but I thought there might be a tie-in. I don't know.
Right. Now, we, the one thing we do need to remember, and thanks for somebody reminding me of that, is that the Optum is the old Princeton Softech structures, so archiving structures. But... So the idea of archiving databases and applications and stuff like that. What I don't know is there any way to make a play around that where they kind of tie together? So that would not be something that's familiar to me, but we can take that offline, Mike, since you're one of my West guys.
Thank you.
Okay. Sorry about that.
Thank you. We have no further questions at this time.
Okay. Anybody else? No? Okay, well, thank you so much for spending some time here on this Monday morning. I know everybody's getting excited for the end of the quarter, and hopefully this gave you some ideas on how to maybe create some excitement, generate some excitement with our customers, go back, re-talk about TPC with our customers, software sellers and hardware sellers to work together, all those kinds of ideas. And so if anybody has any questions at all, please feel free to send me an email or contact your individual sales leader in your I don't want to say in your jurisdiction, but in your portion of the country. So again, Shelley Howrigan for the West and Mary Ellen Wetzler Barr for the East. And if for some reason you can't remember us, you can always contact Ron Brochek or any of the gang. And also look for a new deck. I did put a contact sheet in the new deck. That deck will go up in a few days. If you want to check back in a few days to get the updated deck with the contact sheet with emails and phone numbers on the back, please grab it. Thank you all very much, and have a great Monday.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. That does conclude today's conference. We appreciate your participation, and have a wonderful day.